Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates Blog Talk Radio Show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan, Midland, Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is truly our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. And I am excited to have Sally Mal with us. She is a veteran caseworker with Adoption Associates, and we're super excited to have her in a podcast that's entitled In Praise of Birth Mothers. So Sally, welcome to Adoption Focus Podcast, and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sally, you joined Adoption Associates in 1996 as a birth mother caseworker, and over the past 20 years, you've really immersed yourself in the work of adoption, serving not only birth parents, but also adoptive families, both domestically and internationally. So I'm interested in hearing from you about what your experience has been from these two different perspectives of working with birth parents and adoptive families.
Right. Right. Well, it really is beneficial that I've worked from in all different areas, because when I'm working with a birth mom, I can talk with her knowing how the adoptive family feels from their end, and vice versa. I can talk with an adoptive family knowing how the birth mom, what she goes through in her experience. And I would say that this is true whether we're talking international or domestic. Domestic, of course, would be a situation where there's a lot of one-on-one between birth mom caseworker and birth mom. International, that really isn't the case, but international, there still is a birth mom out there that has experienced very similar situations as the domestic ones, even though that birth mom's not involved and not involved as much with the agency. Mm-hmm. So there's it's a completely different perspective, but there's also a lot of similarities. I feel that, for example, when a birth mom is going to meet with an adoptive couple, I'll sit and talk with the birth mom, and she's usually quite nervous, and she's kind of concerned that she's not going to give a good impression, or that the family's not going to like her. They won't want to proceed. And I always find that kind of interesting, because the adoptive family is really feeling pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming into it quite nervous, hoping that they will be accepted by her and make a good impression. So it's interesting to me that, yeah, it is two completely different perspectives, but they both have similarities in where they're coming from when it comes to something like that.
Yeah, and I think it's fantastic that you're able to kind of see and experience that from the birth mother side, as well as the adoptive parents, and better understanding where each of those parties are coming from. But what would you say, Sally, surprised you the most, or maybe still does, when you first began working with pregnant women who were considering adoption or making adoption plans for their babies? What's, I guess, something that really has struck you in that work?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that the birth moms out there, or the birth moms that we work with, they are simply regular people. They are not this as scary as it might feel going into the process with an adoptive couple. They might feel nervous about a birth mom, and whether it's because there's something that's been presented in the media or on a movie or something like that, but they are regular people. They find themselves in a spot they didn't expect to be, and they are wanting to explore all the options that they have, and they any birth mom that chooses adoption has given a lot of thought into this. It's not someone who just doesn't care. They've done their homework. They just want to do what's best for their baby.
And so, you know, there are a lot of misunderstandings that exist in adoption when it comes to making a plan. And I think that that's the case for both birth mothers or women who are considering adoption, as well as prospective adoptive parents who maybe are for the first time considering adoption from their end too. So I'm interested, Sally, in what you think is a common misunderstanding from both of those different groups when it comes to adoption planning.
I would say for the birth mom, probably the biggest misunderstanding is who that average, like the typical birth mom is, as far as even age and where they are in life. Some may assume that we're talking about primarily young teenagers that find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. But it's more typical that the birth mom is maybe in her low 20s, likely has some sort of like additional children, and likely is trying to just simply get back on her feet again. And it's usually birth moms are, they choose adoption because they're kind of more goal oriented. They have a plan for, of course, not only the baby, but also for themselves. If they, for example, are going to college, then they really want to get that college degree. Well, this unexpected pregnancy doesn't really fit into that plan. So longer term, they might not reach the goals that they otherwise would have. So I think the other thing that comes to mind right away is just the motives behind why a birth mom would choose adoption. The misunderstanding is that she wants, quote unquote, the easy way out, or just doesn't want to take care of the baby. And I have to say that I have yet to meet a birth mom that doesn't want to parent their baby. It's because they know that they can't give that child the best that they're looking for. So it's a misunderstanding is that some may think that birth moms that follow through with an adoption plan are not caring or do not love that child, and it's quite the opposite.
Right,
for the adoptive family, go ahead.
I was just going to say love is the motivation for which they choose adoption, not a lack of. So I think you're absolutely right on that one. I couldn't agree more, but please continue. I think you're going to talk now about adoptive parents' perspective.
Right. Well, adoptive parents' perspective, I would say the biggest misunderstanding is that maybe this comes from, I think, the media, the way the media can present it, and stories that you hear or movies that you might see about someone that was raised in the foster care system, or even that was, I'll say, a more traditional adoption situation where it didn't go right. And I think that the biggest misunderstanding is that adoptive families can't be trusted, that they haven't gone through, like they're not genuine and that sort of thing. When in reality, the adoptive family goes through a long home study process, and they are educated, they're committed. They're committed to this process and to the child and to the birth mom. And they may seem, a misunderstanding may be that adoptive families just want to, you know, basically go through the process, take the baby, and then kind of erase the past, and maybe not place that birth mother at a high level, when it's quite the opposite. It's a relationship that they usually build with the birth mom, and they are educated and talk with their children about birth mom and the important piece of the child's life that she is and always will be.
And I know that, you know, the very first time you meet, you go out to meet a woman who's wanting more information on adoption and is wanting to learn more about adoption as an option to her unplanned pregnancy, you share a lot of information with them. And I'm wondering, what is something that birth moms seem to be surprised about as they're gathering information in the initial phases, as well as maybe as they're putting their adoption plan together? Are there any things that you seem to see routinely that they're kind of surprised about?
I would say that they are often surprised by how many decisions they are able to make. And I say that in a positive way, that they are essentially in the driver's seat as far as what do they want in a family? Where do they see their child to be, or who do they see their child to be with? So they, in the end, they are selecting the family that the child is going to be placed with. And in addition to that, even things like the openness between the couple or the adoptive family and the birth mom or birth parents, the birth mom is the one that determines how much openness that she wants. And when she's at the point in the pregnancy where she selects a family, we show her several different families, their profiles, and we will show her families that fit what it is she's looking for in a family. And it could be that could involve a certain amount of openness that she wants to have in that process. And then the other thing would be at the hospital. The birth mom, it's completely up to her how she wants that experience to play out. And what I mean by that is how much time does she want to spend with the baby, if any? How much time does she want the adoptive couple to spend with the baby, if any? Who does she want in the, you know, delivery room? All these choices are hers. And I think it's empowering to them that they are able to not only simply choose adoption, but they're able to make a lot of choices of how that's going to look for their own individual adoption process.
I think that concept of choices that you're talking about here is so important, because I agree with you that it seems that maybe women think that the choices that they have are at the front end, the choice of what to do about this unplanned pregnancy, how do I proceed, which way do I turn, do I choose adoption, do I choose parenting, do I choose another choice. But even once the decision or choice has been made for adoption, there are still many more choices that are made. And, you know, in the history of adoption, that may not have been the case. Or maybe she heard stories from a relative or a friend whose adoption didn't involve a lot of choices, but that's certainly how we are conducting adoptions. And I think that, you know, we touched a little bit on this, but I kind of want to revisit it and hear from you about any common sentiments that you hear from women that are making the choice for adoption, similarities maybe that you see in their thinking or kind of where their heart is in all of this. Could you speak to that a little bit, Sally?
I would say the most common sentiment that I hear is, I just want to do what's best for the baby. I want to do what's best. And sometimes that the word might be, I want to do what's right for this baby. And they just feel like, given their circumstances, whatever they may be, the best plan for the baby would not be to have them parent that baby themselves. I don't hear birth moms say, well, I don't want the hassle of a baby. It's too much work. You don't hear that really. It's more about, I just want to make sure that I'm making the best choice for this baby.
And we hear from women, you know, we get a call or they're talking to us. This is a very personal decision. It's a very, you know, difficult decision that should be really well thought. But, you know, we're asked, should I put my baby up for adoption? They're asking themselves that. They're asking us that. They're asking their friends and family that. And we talked about the motivation of love. But what are some of the other things that you have seen or heard that women are weighing out as they make that decision? What are the factors for them as they're trying to answer that question, should I put my baby up for adoption?
Right. I think sometimes it is, you know, what is the best possible scenario? You know, oftentimes the birth moms are single, not always, sometimes they're married, but they want to provide a two-parent home or certainly a secure and stable home, perhaps a family that already has, that is parenting, and has been preparing to parent another child, someone that has been planning for this is what they want, as opposed to themselves. Of course, they have not been planning on parenting a child. So I just hear that they want the child to be in a place where someone has prepared and planned for this. Another thing is that oftentimes the birth moms they already have a child or more than one child, and they already know the reality of how difficult that is, and difficult in the financial way and emotional way. And they often are choosing adoption because they want to offer this child more than what they feel that they can give that child at that time, given that they know how much that really does take.
And obviously, you know, if there are women listening right now who are facing an unplanned pregnancy and they're asking themselves these same questions, we encourage them to seek information, to reach out for resources, to really educate themselves on what adoption is in terms of an option for their baby. And, you know, if you are listening and this is speaking to you right now, we'd love to have you call Adoption Associates so we can talk with you about your options. And we'll share our contact information at the end of the podcast today. We are approaching the end of the podcast, but Sally, I wanted to maybe ask you or give you the opportunity to share with our listeners kind of what your takeaway has been from your experiences in helping women make adoption plans. We kind of talked earlier in the show that you had joined Adoption Associates over 20 years ago, and your initial work was directly with birth moms, and you've done a lot of different types of adoption work over the years, and now you are again presently working with birth mothers. And so I think it would it would do us good to hear from you what your takeaway has been in all of this birth mom work.
I would say that when I was doing birth mom work in the very beginning, you know, 20 years ago, there are some differences to how that looked then versus how it does now, but that'd be primarily from a standpoint of probably technology. A lot of communication is done through texting. You know, obviously personal visits with the birth mom and just talking through and being there for her are critical, and that, you know, we put a real high priority on that. But it's a lot of it makes it easier now to just kind of check in on a birth mom, see how her day is going. If she had a doctor's appointment, how did that go? And it's usually in the form of a text. And in this day and age, that's often the way that they want to communicate anyway. So that would be what I would say a difference that I see from 20 years ago. But something that is just so much of it is really no different than what it was before. I mean, there's no two birth moms that are the same. They're all coming from different circumstances. They're all choosing adoption for a little bit different reasons. You might have some that have similarities, but they all have their own story. They all process it differently. They all grieve differently. And they're all real. They're real and they're intelligent. And they're like I said in the very beginning, they're regular people.
Absolutely. And I think that this has been really good information. And I think that private adoption really has changed. The choices in private adoption have changed and evolved over the years when it comes to, you know, the choices that birth parents have. And it continues to do so even today. You know, our goal is to make these individualized plans. And I think you said it earlier, Sally, not every adoption looks just like the next one, nor should it. And so we want to help individualize that for each family and each birth mom as much as we possibly can. Thank you, Sally, for the information and for coming on the podcast today. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates or seeking some information, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us at 800-677-2367. Again, 800-677-2367. Feel free to also connect with Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net. You can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. We would love for you to continue to follow Adoption Focus podcast on Tuesdays at 11. We will continue to listen, learn, and grow together in adoption. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.